Our very own Jonathan Pinfield is at the French Open at Roland Garros this year, watching some great tennis and chatting to some of the world's best players, including his best friend, some say, Sasha Zverev, British number one woman Johanna Konta, and number one in the world, current number one in the world, Roger Federer.
Roger, before people speak to you about today's match, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but some people are saying that the polo shirts that you are wearing this year, especially the brown one that you wore in the first round, remind them of a uniform that delivery drivers use for the international courier services. Okay. And I was wondering, firstly, what your thoughts are on the design, and secondly, have you ever been a brand ambassador for an international courier? Because when you're on the court, you always deliver.
Well, nicely said. Well, I can tell you that they were not the inspiration for this outfit, and was more trying to go back in time a little bit of to the 70s, you know, and haven't worn brown ever and cream, and I just thought it'd be a nice look, you know. Uniqlo thought the same, and when we all saw it, we liked it, you know. So I like it. I know this kind of color is always a stir of debate. You could always go safe and do blue with stripes in Paris and say, like, okay, well, French people like blue and white and stripes. It was always going to work, you know, but we did it many times before in the past. And yeah, so we thought brown would be the way to go with old school stripes and maybe more vintage looking. And I haven't gone back, you know, a whole lot in my career, you know, back to the 70s and 80s, you know, to be quite honest, to look for inspiration. But I like it. I feel comfortable in it. And yeah, thanks for the question.
Joe, we know you really enjoy baking. Do you think that your form on clay this season is a bit like the cake, in that you know all the ingredients, but you haven't always known in the past how to put them together, but now you're finding the perfect ingredients to bake the perfect cake?
You know what, I really appreciate your question, because that is probably the most creative question I've heard in a while, so thank you. To be honest, with baking, there's a recipe. So I've generally found that actually rarely the baker, it's mostly the recipe. If the recipe's wrong, then the cake's probably going to be wrong. It's not always your fault. Equally, I guess, in tennis as well, sometimes the recipe's wrong and it's not your fault either, so I guess. I think I've never doubted my ability on the surface. I think there was certain work that I needed to put in, certain things that needed to happen for it to, I guess, go my way a little bit. But I'm definitely pleased to be playing the level that I'm playing at. Obviously, it's nice that it's happening over the clay this year. But yeah, I'm generally just pleased with the work that I'm doing.
Here we go again.
Good to see you again.
Yes.
Just before we talk about today's game, last year here at Roland Garros was a very special time. People loved you on and off the court. What would make Roland Garros special for you again this year?
I don't know, but if I win it, I'm going to Yorkshire. That's the first thing I'm going.
And that was BCB's own Jonathan Pinfield asking some of the best questions I can remember a sports correspondent ever asking.
Indeed,
actually.
Really good questions.
So,
fantastic.
Very well done to Jonathan. And actually, Jonathan can speak to us now live from Paris. Good afternoon to you, Jonathan.
Yeah, good afternoon, John. Good afternoon, Catherine. I'm delighted to bring you some breaking news that one of our favourites, of course, Sasha Zverev, has just won his second match in straight sets. Right. I've just popped out of the media centre, just bumped into the Sasha Zverev's fan club. Barbara from the media centre has also just wandered over as well. Barbara, we're live on UK radio. Everyone wants to know, am I behaving myself at Roland Garros this year? Am I behaving myself? Am I being a good boy?
You're the best journalist ever. And I want you to come back every year. And he's Vera's favourite journalist as well.
Thank you very much, Barbara. You will let me back in 5 minutes.
I'm Zverev's girlfriend, by the way.
Barbara passed me a note and asked me if I could pass it on to Sasha, so I've said I will do my best. And I've got to be nice to Barbara, otherwise she won't let me back in. But as I was saying, we've all, see you soon, Barbara. As I was saying, we've also got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Mass isn't my strong, but 5 members of the Sasha Zverev fan club who are all here from Germany. If you'd like to introduce yourselves.
Yeah, so I'm Daniel, so they call me the major of that club, but I'm just a boss arranging everything around, like t-shirts and sometimes tickets from mother, and we are from all over Germany.
And it's your birthday today, Daniel, so happy birthday.
Birthday.
And also we've got...
Hi, this is Elle.
Hi, Andreas.
Anna.
Caroline.
And the big question everyone wants to know is Sasha going to win at Roland Garros?
Yeah!
So there you go, there's an exclusive there. We might also be able to sneak one or two people into Daniel's birthday party tonight as well, because some close family members of Sasha and the rest of the fan club are joining him at a secret location. So as you can tell, I'm having lots of fun.
Fantastic.
Way too much, Jonathan, yeah, it sounds like. So apart from Sasha Zverev, who obviously is the most important player in the world, can you give us some idea how the Brits are doing?
Yeah, it's a bit unfortunate because Jo Konta, who we heard from a few minutes ago, she's the last Brit standing. She threw to the third round, which is good news.
So she's not normally noted for her clay court play, is she? But she's, I think this is the first time she's ever won a game at in Paris, and she's won two. What's the latest on Kyle Edmund?
Yeah, Kyle's unfortunately out in the second round. He's had to retire with a knee injury. Oh, I just got a chance to speak to him a couple of minutes ago, and I asked him whether he thought it was a gamble playing here, because he admitted that it's an injury he's been carrying a while, but he said that's just the life of a sportsman. Also asked if expectations were set too high for Wimbledon for the Brits, and he just said no, it's our home tournament. People have got a right to be, you know, positive and have high expectations. Whether we'll meet them or not, we don't know. But yeah, he was pretty downbeat, but pretty resilient at the same time.
Okay, well, that's great. I think Dan Evans, he also qualified for the main draw, didn't he? Can you bring us up to date with Dan Evans' progress?
Knocked out in the first round. Had a battling performance, yes. But yeah, did well to get through to the first round, back on the tour after being suspended a couple of years ago, and looking to climb up the rankings.
Right, and any other headlines?
Yeah, well, just in terms of big headlines, the biggest one so far, of course, as I mentioned, is Sasha Zverev, who threw at Novak Djokovic, is on court. A couple of the favourites who played yesterday are through to the third round as well. Rafa Nadal has won. Roger Federer, who we heard from, has also won. So Roger's been away from the clay for a few years, but come back. So we've got 3 strong men in the draw. And on the women's side, big wins so far from Naomi Osaka. Simona Halep, the defending champion, is looking good. Serena Williams is looking good. So in terms of the men's, it's very difficult to look beyond Rafa Nadal. Yeah. Although I have to say that Stefanos Tsitsipas got knocked out in the second round here last year, but it was actually Rafa Nadal who knocked him out. He's playing great tennis at the moment. He's definitely one to watch. And and on the women's side, I'm going for, it's very difficult to defend your title, but I think Simona Halep's playing pretty good tennis, but you've also got Sloane Stephens, who's playing great tennis as well. So yeah, lots to keep our eye on. A couple of other things that I just want to mention as well. Last year I spent a lot of time with Nate Williams, who's a great journalist. He's not over here this year, but he said, have a drink on me. But unfortunately, the bar that we went to last year, it got a bit lively, to say the least. So when I went back to celebrate in his honour this year, they've converted it into a supermarket, believe it or not. So I think that tells you its own story. And another thing, I met a lovely Danish journalist yesterday who's actually doing a long feature. You'll be interested in this one, John, on whether the art of the single-handed backhand is going out of the game. So he's interviewing all the top players, and the top players who use a single backhand and the top players who use a double backhand, whether they change, and he's really looking to develop this big feature and sell it around the world. Unfortunately, all the questions that he's asked so far have got rather abrupt yes or or no answers, so it's been pretty quick. So he's come all the way from Denmark for this special feature, and yeah, he's got a couple of words to make up at the moment. But if you think you've got it hard on drive this afternoon, Cathy and John, spare a thought for our colleague from Denmark doing an exclusive feature on whether the single-handed backhand is dying in tennis.
We'll
like his journalism, I'm sure.
We'll come back to that many times probably during our show. Jonathan, well done with the questions.
Yeah,
well done
fantastic.
With getting those interviews set
wonderful,
up.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And, you know, we wish...
Wish you, yeah, have a good drive, have a great
Sasha
time. The rest, yes.
And you.
Yeah.
A good next
yeah,
week
the
and
biggest
half.
Challenge for me, as always, as everywhere, is to actually be allowed to get back into the media centre. So,
yeah.
As we said, Barbara's in charge. So if I'm nice to Barbara, she might let me in. I'll try getting back in. I need to get special permission. Barbara, permission to go back into the media centre?
Yeah, you have to go to Zverev interview.
Thank you very much, Barbara. There you go. I'm in. I'm in. I'm in.
An offer you can't refuse.
Yeah. Well, maybe have another report next week, eh?
Yeah.
See how you're doing.
Good
be great.
Stuff.
Yeah. Take care. Thanks.
Jonathan. Bye
Thank
for
you.
Now.
Bye.
Au revoir.
Good luck.
Au revoir.
Bye-bye. Au revoir. Bye-bye. Au revoir.
Merci.